Hey everybody, you're listening to iOS Dev Discussions. In this episode, I want to talk about some strategies on how to use Twitter as an iOS developer. Now, I want to reshare this on the podcast because, again, this is going to be the audio from a YouTube video because I think this is one of the most important things you can do as a developer. Like, yes, I feel that strongly about it. And sadly, like, I'm pretty disappointed. The YouTube video, like, didn't get a lot of views. And obviously, that's probably because, you know, people aren't searching on YouTube how to use Twitter as a developer. It's a pretty niche thing. But anyway, I think there's some incredibly valuable lessons in this video. So, you know, Twitter, yes, it has its faults, but when used correctly as a developer, I mean, it's so useful. It's so powerful. I think it's one of the best things I do as a developer to help my career and my knowledge. So hopefully you take some of these tips from this video, I'm sorry, the audio of the video, and actually put them to use. I highly recommend it. Again, super passionate about this. It is stupidly valuable. Let's dive in. What's going on, everybody? I'm Sean, and today we're going to be talking about how you, as a software developer, can use Twitter to build up your network. Now, as a software developer, your network can be a huge asset. Not only can, you know, who you know lead to potential career opportunities down the line, but it can also help you learn, or if you're stuck on a coding issue, you have people to reach out to get unstuck, or just people to reach out to for general career advice. So, as a developer, your network is huge. And today I'm gonna give you 5 tips on how to use Twitter to help you build that network. So first things first, you gotta be following people, right? So the first tip I'm giving is to follow event hashtags. Now, as a disclaimer, I am an iOS developer, so the examples I'm about to give are very iOS centric, but if you're a software developer in another field, you're gonna know what conferences are big for you. So just substitute those in place of these iOS ones. Now, the example I'm going to use is WWDC 2018. Now, for us iOS developers, that is very timely as this is happening next week, starting June 4th. This is Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference. It's kind of the Super Bowl for iOS developers. So definitely follow this hashtag all of next week, again, starting June 4th. And the cool thing about this is as you're scrolling down and looking through the conversations, you can click into people's profiles, and most of the time they'll, you know, have what company they work for. If they have a blog, they'll have a link to their blog website, or in their bio, they'll just be talking about, you know, what kind of content they're putting out, if any. Not all developers put out content. So long story short, go through this list, follow the conversations. A, you're gonna learn a lot by following the conversation, but B, you can build the people you're following, build your list of iOS developers or whatever software language you're writing, and this will build your list on getting people to follow. So this is step one. And again, I just use WWDC as the example because it is timely, it is happening very soon. But as you know, no matter what language you're writing or even just in the iOS world, there's like a conference like every month. And how do you find out about these conferences? It's kind of a chicken and the egg thing, is I find out about the conferences based on people tweeting about it. Usually the speakers will say, hey, I'm speaking at, you know, insert conference here, here's my talk, and then you find out that that conference is going on, but you don't find out about that until you've built up your list. So again, what I recommend, use WWDC to build your list, and then it'll just grow and evolve from there. Now that we're following a bunch of developers in our field, it's time to start building that network and interacting with them. So we're on to step two, and that is to spread the word on good content. Now, as a content creator myself, I can relate. We spend a lot of time creating content. Now, this is, you know, YouTube videos, blog posts, podcasts, anything, you name it. So, and I'm bad at this as well. So many times I've read like a great blog post that really provided a lot of value to me, or just listened to an awesome podcast. So I was like, man, that was awesome. And then I just go about my day. I don't tell anyone else about it. I don't share it. So it's like, I feel like that content provider gave me a lot of value, but I didn't, you know, it's not a two-way street. I didn't give them value. And the best way you can give these content creators value is to help spread the word about their content. And that is on Twitter via retweets. Now, you could just press the retweet button and be done with it. But the better thing to do is to press the retweet button and then quote tweet, say a nice little blurb about the content, how it gave you value, and use hashtags. The reason I say use hashtags is because you may be saying, well, what good is it if I retweet? I only have, you know, 15 followers. What's that going to do? But if you attach the hashtags to it, specifically in the iOS world, you know, hashtag iOS dev, hashtag SwiftLang, and then, or if it's during WWDC week, you know, do the hashtag WWDC 2018 or whatever conference is going on, if it's related to that conference. That will help amplify the message. And that is a great thank you to the content creators. And we notice, for example, I only have, you know, a little over 3,000 Twitter followers. Typical big content creators in the space, around 10,000, that's probably where they're at. But even those are not big enough to, you know, you get lost. If you retweet their content with a quote, most likely they're going to see it. They're going to notice you, you know, they're going to like the post, but more importantly, you're giving value to them. Like, that's how you build a network and build a relationship. It's, I provide value to you, you provide value to me. You know, in this case, they provided an awesome piece of content, which is a blog post, podcast, video, and you provide a value to them by helping amplify their content and get it out to as many people as possible. And as creators, like, we really appreciate that. That's awesome. And we notice the people that are doing that and helping. And I'm just speaking for myself here, but like I said, I know the people in my community that always are retweeting and quoting my stuff and getting it out there. And if those people come and ever ask me a question, a coding question, or about a career, like, I'm gonna go above and beyond to answer that for them because I see the value they're providing me. And again, that's how you build these relationships. That's how you build your network. So recapping step number two, that is to spread the word on your favorite content creator's content. Now, do this within reason. Don't just automatically retweet everything they tweet. Like, it'll be clear as day what you're doing. You're just doing it. But again, like I said, if you read a blog post, listen to a podcast, watch a video, and you're like, wow, that was really good content, I got a lot of value from that, just retweet it and retweet it with some hashtags. That's a great way to say thank you. Moving on to step number three, that is get involved in the conversation. Now, I'll fully admit, this was my biggest mental hurdle that I had to get over when starting to use Twitter. And that is, especially once you start following a lot of developers, you'll see them in this conversation on Twitter. And it feels a little rude or wrong to just like butt in with your opinion. But that's what Twitter's for. Like, you kind of got to get over that. Now, don't get me wrong. You have to, you know, butt in with something intelligent or good to say. If you're just butting in with a thumbs up emoji or just saying, nice, cool, and you're not really providing anything to the conversation, then maybe don't. But if you have something intelligent to say and can provide value to that conversation, absolutely jump in, because the more quality interaction between two people on Twitter, the more that relationship builds over time, which is another point we'll get to in tip number five. So again, tip number three, jump into the conversation. Don't be afraid, but provide something intelligent, valuable. Don't just kind of spam in there. Tip number four is don't be afraid to reach out to developers you respect or content creators you respect and you respect their opinion. Reach out with a career advice question or overall coding question. Now, I would avoid the really detailed, like, hey, I can't fix this bug, can you help me? And you just copy and paste a chunk of code in there. Try to avoid that. Those are pretty hard to solve. But just speaking for myself, like, I love helping people. If it's something that I can answer in like a 1 to 2, 3 minute response, like, I'm gonna answer that 100% of the time. Especially if going back to the earlier steps, you've provided me value by like helping spread my content, or we've interacted on Twitter a lot, so we're starting to build that relationship. So I will go above and beyond for those people I'm starting to build a relationship, because a network is a two-way street. Yes, you want to build the network with the people you're trying to build your network with, but I'm also building my network with you, right? So it's a two-way street. So that is one thing I want to point out too, is try to avoid always being the taker in the relationship, where, like, again, just using myself as an example, if you interact with me and our only interactions are you just asking me questions over and over and over again, and there's never value coming back my way, like, that's not a good relationship, right? Just remember, the relationship is a two-way street. And the last step, which I think is probably the most important, is be patient. Building your network takes months, years, right? Like, I keep talking about these interactions and building these relationships with people on Twitter. Like, you're not just gonna interact with somebody two times and say, cool, we got a relationship now. Like, it's gonna happen, again, months, years. And I just wanna preach again the value of your network. Don't also worry about networking up, is what I'm trying to say. Like, if you're just starting out, don't worry about trying to build your network of only people that are like senior developers, right? Sure, they can help you, but also build your network of people at your level. That's going to help you learn. You guys can learn together. But at the same time, if you take the long-term approach to where, this is an investment in your career, building your network, who knows where you or the person are going to be 3-4 years from now when you're starting out right now. And if you built that relationship from the beginning and then now you guys are off super successful, it's just gonna benefit you a lot. All right, so to recap the five tips, tip number one, build your list. Follow event hashtags in your software community for iOS developers, WWDC, Swift Summit, Try Swift. Those are all some big conferences. But if you're not an iOS developer, you know the conferences that I'm talking about. Step two is spread the word about good content you find. Again, the relationship is a two-way street. If you find an article valuable, help get the word out about that article, blog post, video, podcast, whatever. That provides value to the content creator. Now there's a two-way street of value going, and that's how you build a relationship. Number three, get involved in the conversation. Don't be scared, but say something intelligent. Don't be spammy. Step number four, don't be afraid to ask questions, but again, be respectful of the person's time and kind of keep them relatively simple or something they can answer off the top of their head in like 2 to 3 minutes, right? Like don't give them this huge chunk of code to sift through. And then step number five is be patient. Again, consider this an investment in your career and look at this as something that you're going to be doing for a very long time. All right, that wraps it up. Hope you guys enjoyed this video. If you like what I'm doing here, consider subscribing. Put out new videos all the time. See ya.